joining us on Health Radio FM. I'm Dr. Kobe. Are you one of those people that is having a really hard time losing weight? Are you exercising regularly, eating really healthy, but fighting for every pound and getting extremely frustrated with it? Well, I'm here to help you. There are some hidden causes that might be in the way of your weight loss. So I want to talk to you about the top lab tests to uncover hidden roadblocks to weight loss. It starts with your thyroid. So your thyroid is the gland that sits in your neck, and it is your master metabolic gland. It's in charge of everything to do with metabolically speaking in your body. If your thyroid is sluggish, then what's going to happen is you're going to feel cold all the time. You're going to have lowered stamina. You're going to feel tired, especially in the evening. You might have some anxiety and mood disorders, and definitely weight gain is part of it. So when you go to your doctor, the proper testing for thyroid is four things. You need your TSH tested. You need your free T4, your free T3, and your thyroid antibodies. That is the complete thyroid panel. So often, doctors only test TSH levels, and that's not enough of the story. It's estimated that 35% of people are walking around with an undiagnosed low thyroid function and put on antidepressants as a result. So make sure that you get the proper thyroid testing. The next hidden roadblock to weight loss could be coming from your adrenals. So your adrenal glands are the glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and they are responsible for producing hormones in response to stress. So they provide us with stress coping and survival responses in our body. So the higher and more prolonged levels of circulating stress hormones like cortisol, the more likely you're going to have excess weight gain. So it's interesting to note that when a lot of people experience stress, they'll say, you know what, I'm starting to gain weight in my abdominal area. And that's called a cortisol belly. So cortisol is the hormone that's produced in response to direct stress. And it's really neat to know that there are more cortisol receptors in our abdominal area than there are in any other area of our body. So when we're getting stressed and our adrenal glands are pumping out cortisol, that cortisol is going to lock right into the cortisol receptors in our abdominal area and cause weight gain on our midsection. So in order to get your adrenals properly tested, you need to get them tested through saliva testing. And they need to be tested four times throughout the course of the day so that your circadian rhythm can be properly identified. The next thing on the block for testing is a male or female hormone panel. Years ago, Dr. John Lee, who's the world's leading authority on natural hormone therapy, he coined the phrase estrogen dominance. And this can happen in females or males. And this condition occurs when deficient, normal, or excessive estrogen levels are not equally balanced with progesterone. So estrogen and progesterone are equally important in our bodies. And estrogen is kind of like a bully. And so when given the opportunity, it will bully progesterone out of the picture. And what can result is weight gain, especially around the midsection again. And so in order to get that properly tested, it's best done through saliva. When you're testing hormones through saliva, you will be testing the bioavailable hormones. So I kind of like to give the example of a hockey arena, and you have all these players skating on the ice, and then you have all the people in the stands. And when you're testing the hormones through saliva, you're testing those players on the ice, the guys that are playing the game. And when you're testing hormones through the blood, you're testing everyone in the stadium. So really, we just want to know about the players on the ice and how well they're playing. The next test that was really helpful with unwanted weight gain and a sluggish metabolism is a food allergy panel. So the presence of antibodies in the blood to certain foods comes from deep within the immune system. And consuming these allergenic foods on a regular basis results in escalating inflammation in the body, which results in weight gain. Food allergy testing needs to be tested through a blood test, and this can help to reveal the hidden food allergies that might be contributing to your obesity. The last test that's recommended is called insulin resistance testing. So insulin is a really important hormone that has many actions within the body. And insulin resistance is a condition when the cells of the body become more resistant to the effects of insulin than in a normal response given to a normal amount of insulin. And as a result, the levels of insulin are needed to become higher and higher and higher. People that are experiencing insulin resistance or like a pre-diabetic tendency, they tend to gain weight and suffer from carbohydrate cravings that in some cases can be quite intense. In fact, they may not even feel satisfied from a meal unless there's carbohydrates present. And once they start eating the carbs, they find it nearly impossible to stop. People with insulin resistant will find it very, very hard to lose weight despite considerable efforts with nutrition and exercise. So let's recap the top lab tests to uncover hidden roadblocks to weight loss. We want to make sure that your thyroid is functioning properly, that your adrenal glands are producing hormones in response to stress in appropriate levels, that your female and male hormones are in balance with each other, that you're not consuming foods that you're allergic to, and that your insulin is being produced in appropriate amounts. I'm Dr. Kobe, and you're listening to Health Radio FM.